You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 443, recorded July 2022, posted April 2024. Spotomatons.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a dungeon master. I use he, him pronouns. Today we are continuing one of our Candlekeep Mysteries adventures. That right, we are continuing the adventure titled The Price of Beauty. Allow me to introduce our players. They will introduce their characters, and then I will remind all of us of what has been happening so far. First up, he's running the stream. He's keeping it mean. It's James Thompson.
I don't know about mean. I'm quite nice. I am playing.
I just appreciated you didn't critique my rhyming of stream and mean. Thank you.
At this time of the evening, I'm not going to criticize any rhyming. I am playing Nyasa Nightweaver, who is a high elf rogue ex-assassin who doesn't need clothes or weapons, but does need her sister.
Also joining us, it's Aline Sims. Hi, Aline.
Hello, I'm playing Jasper, the tabaxi monk. We're talking to trees. That's what we do around here, right?
Do we? You try. Did meet an awakened tree last time. So there were trees. Next up, it's Micah Sargent. Hi, Micah.
Oh, hey. Hi, Tony. I play Ajguri Lone Walker Makota Tahani, who goes by Lone Walker. He and I both use he, him pronouns. Oh, wait, he's a Goliath Paladin. I forgot to say that part. There you go.
There's a long list of things to remind people of. Also here, it's Annette Weirstow. Hi, Annette.
Hello, I am playing Valenthe Liadon, and she is a high elf druid, and maybe Nyasa's sister, probably, definitely. She's the mean one. Nyasa's the nice one.
And I'm an assassin.
Well, so am I.
I always appreciate the James and Annette commitment to stringing backstory on the Dungeon Master that has, you know, in the adventure keeps things spicy. And last but certainly not least, Monty Ashley. Welcome back, Monty.
Hi, Tony. Hi, audience. I'm Monty Ashley. My pronouns are he, him. Another person with pronouns he, him is my character, Townley Mountain Taker. He's a warlock. He does whatever the Queen of Air and Darkness tells him.
All right. What are our adventures up to? Well, it's another one of those Candlekeep mysteries where you are kind of sucked in a book. A book opened a portal. You're not in the book, but you went through a portal brought forth by the book. It's a little bit of a twist on the sucked into a book thing. You're looking for a missing avowed. The avowed are the librarians of Candlekeep Library. Just to run through some NPCs you met in our previous sessions. You are looking for Falthrax Loader, a dwarven avowed who is missing. Loris Nis, another avowed. Loris is a half-elf, sent you on this quest. She is worried about her friend Falthrax, who seemed to be, you know, I guess having a rough time of things, and was a little fixated on this book, The Price of Beauty, which is all about beauty tips and self-improvement. So via this book, you have traveled through a portal to a spa in the middle of the woods, this kind of large spa complex. Spa attendant named Safe, who talks with a heavy goblin accent, welcomed you to the spa. You paid for entrance, sort of. Some of you have traded your armor for fluffy robes. Some of you have then cast those fluffy robes aside and experienced the baths at the spa. Various folks have chatted with different people. I think Townley Mountain Taker, did I get your last name correctly? Is it Mountain Taker?
Mountain Taker, yes.
Mountain Taker, okay. Townley Mountain Taker made friends with some halfling scouts who were on vacation there and chatted with them about the spa. You also met the water spirit, a naiad that is the baths at the spa. Valenthe and Jasper hung out in the gardens, which also serve as the kind of, the gymnasium for the spa. It's where they do physical fitness type activities. And Lone Walker went on a lone walk about the spa grounds and may have broken a window and snuck into the employees' quarters. There's a small tower in the kind of backyard of the spa and rooted around in somebody's personal belongings and then snuck back out. So I believe that is what we have accomplished so far. You're just to remind you, I think your main goal here is you are trying to figure out what has happened to Falthrax Loader and return him to Candlekeep, assuming that that is what he would want to be done. And it's, you know, it's up to you how you will accomplish that. So I think at the end of our previous venture, Nyas and Townley, you were in the baths. Valenthe and Jasper, you were in the gardens. And Lone Walker, you were walking around the property of the spa, or the grounds of the spa. So my first question as a dungeon master is, what is happening now?
I'm still boring the halflings with tales mm-hmm. of how great tales the Queen of Air and Darkness is.
Yes. let me, I think we will, I guess I will kind of go and check in with people, and you may continue to split the party if you want, or you may choose to rejoin. It's always up to you. You know, I think so far you're at a spa. There's probably not going to be combat unless you start trouble. And so, you know, if you people are always worried about splitting the party for combat purposes, this is more of a social, like, you know, this is a spa where nothing bad happens to people. Nothing bad will happen to you. So let us start with Valenthe and Jasper, because I think we started with you last session. I don't remember. And we'll kind of rotate around and check in with different people. So Aline and Annette, you've been exploring the gardens. What do you feel like doing next in your spa adventure?
I asked Jasper, you know, should we go join the group in the spa, or do you want to check out that other area that I don't think anyone's been in yet?
Ooh, we should do that. First, I was just curious, is Azirsa, what was her name?
Azirsa is one of the people, okay. I think is how I'm saying it. I probably said it differently before. We'll Azirsa, you met Azirsa, who was a sun elf. Yeah, she's hanging out in the garden. I imagine she might be doing some kind of like shadow boxing with the awakened tree that she uses to run physical fitness activities. I believe you've identified that Azirsa is one of three sisters who runs the spa.
So yeah, and we were just talking to her. I just wanted to like have a follow-up question basically, mm-hmm. because she told us when we talked with her last time that she bought the spa about 10 years ago, and I was just mm-hmm. wondering like why and how that came to be. Like she just doesn't seem that personable, so I'm just wondering why she wanted to get into the spa business. You know, I'm curious about people, so I think I'd like to just
all right. Azirsa's over there doing kind of some kind of like thing where she's kind of like the tree is holding up like a big just like sack that Azirsa is just punching over and over again. Azirsa does not seem to really acknowledge you as you stand near her. She's just wailing on that sack.
Let's see how to frame.
Yeah, take that sack.
I like this. This is good. I had a quick question.
Can I help you?
So you told me a minute ago that you've owned the spa for about 10 years now.
Yeah, my sisters and I, we bought it. What are you writing a book?
Well, you see, I'm a beer brewer. That's one of the things I learned in my monastery, and I was just wondering if you ever partner with local craft brewers to
beer sounds a lot like empty calories. But my sister Morgana, she handles the hospitality sides of things of the spa. Maybe she'd be interested.
Hospitality isn't really your thing.
Look, hey, we're all about unlocking the best you, and a lot of people have a lot of unlocking to do. Just layers and layers of unlocking. And you know, sweating it out is the way to really find the best you.
Okay, cool. Where can I find your sister?
Oh, Morgana, she's always tends to be running things in the lounge, just east of the lobby.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime.
How convenient, really the one place we haven't gone yet.
So aligns with my goals. All right.
Okay.
So I'll walk back over to my friend and say, shall we?
We shall.
Okay. Jasper and Valente, you head across the lobby. I think Saith is there, you know, tidying up his little reception area, which was extremely tidy already, but I guess he just has to look busy. And he kind of waves at you. Bonjour. Everything to your liking?
Oui, bonjour. Merci.
Please speak the common tongue. It's offensive when you do it.
We are looking for the lounge. I think we're going to go to the lounge.
Voila, right through here. And he points to the east. There's a door.
I go through the door.
Mm-hmm. All right. Off of the lobby of the spa is a rather expansive lounge that I'm revealing on the map here. Large cushioned chairs are set around this open space. Calming music fills the air, which carries a floral scent. A bar takes up one corner of the room alongside shelves of expensive wines and spirits and baskets of fresh fruit. Tables stand along the walls. Some of them are set up as manicure and pedicure stations. Others are set up just for people to lounge and enjoy food and drink. There are a number of, it's not really represented on the map here, but there are a number of spa attendants and clients of the spa, and kind of in the center of things, kind of directing the action, there is an elf. She appears as a slender moon elf, blue kind of skin, very large pointed ears, some fancy jewelry, an on-point makeup game, and kind of long flowing black hair. And she's kind of, you know, basically giving various orders to the spa attendants who are scurrying around, seeing to the needs of the clients who are, some of them are eating and drinking, some of them are receiving manicures and pedicures, and so on. There's a, as mentioned, a bar over on the map. It's in the southeast corner. There are also some doors off of the lounge, a set of double doors to the north, and a single door to the northeast. A door kind of at the end of a
single
hallway
door.
To the, yeah, well, you know, a another door to down this hallway to the east, and there is a door behind the bar leading also to the east. So yeah, let me just check in quickly with other players and see how they are doing. Lone Walker / Micah, you've been exploring the grounds of the spa. Would you like to continue doing that? Are there other places you would like to go?
Yeah, first, I wonder if these are adoptive sisters, because is it not odd that they're different kinds of elves? How are a moon elf and a whatever the other one was elf sisters, unless they're adoptive sisters? It's just an interesting
Micah,
thing.
Family comes in all shapes and sizes.
This look, have you seen me? I know this, but... Still, I just in this case, that's something I'm sus about.
All right.
Anyway, so I think we will head west. I have picked up the swords that are I just absolutely hate. Sort of shoved them into the pack.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Back.
You found some weapons in a I forget what piece of furniture it was, but inside
like
the
an armoire or something.
An armoire. Yeah. Somebody said, right. It was a bureau, guys. Get it together. Yeah. You found some weapons that you at first threw out the window and then I guess later have claimed so that, you know, somebody is going to go looking for their secret swords and be sad.
Also, so that I can pull my folks aside and say, look at these infernal weapons that are here. Kind of weird, huh?
Yes. So you've got your infernal swords.
Got
well,
those sort of, they're underneath my, he has, it's not a cape because his cloak, that's what it is.
Walking
cloak.
Yeah.
So that they can't be seen, but they're like, he just has this chill in his back. Anyway, Lone Walker.
Can I ask a really rudimentary question? This is to everybody. Where does the definition of a cloak and a cape, where does one start and one begin?
I would say a cloak has a hood and a cape doesn't.
I think a cape is attached at the back, but a cloak comes over the shoulders.
Goes over the shoulders.
Yeah. Nice.
I think both of a cloak those definitions are true.
Yeah, I don't, because like Lando Calrissian is always described as having a cape, but it goes, I think it goes like all the way. It's not very long. I was wondering if like a cape is like waist length, whereas a cloak is like, you know, knee or ankle length.
You can have a floor length cape.
You can have a floor length
cape. You want a floor length cape, Tony?
No, I think I trip on it a lot. I'm pretty clumsy.
I call that a train, a wedding train.
All right, apologies, Michael.
Anyway.
You are wearing a cloak with some infernal swords under it. You are in the backyard of the spa. It looks like you might be heading west.
I am heading west.
So you checked out this, there's this low tower in the backyard, which like there was a path from the spa that led to it. And it seemed pretty kind of secure. There was, you know, I mean, there no easy, obvious entrances into it. And it was kind of, you know, locked doors and whatnot. To the west of the tower is another structure. And this structure looks kind of all like overgrown and looks very kind of... I don't know if abandoned is the right word for it, but certainly not like maintained.
Unkempt.
In any. Yeah, like the woods are kind of starting to like reclaim it. There are lots of bushes around it. There's no real path from where you are to it, but you know, you're an adventurer. You could walk across some underbrush without having to roll a survival check.
In the meantime, we're reading the definition of cloak and cape. So take your time.
Thank you.
It looks like Tony was correct, and everyone else, including me, was wrong.
Really? Capes are short?
Capes are short.
Yeah.
Lean posted something that says, cloaks and capes are both sleeveless outer garments made with one piece of fabric. The main difference between a cloak and cape is the size. A cloak falls below the knee to the ground and protects the wearer from the weather. Capes end at the waist or mid-thigh. Superman does not have a cape. He has a cloak.
It's a cloak. Wow.
What? Wow. Seems like cape's more of a fashion statement. Cloak's potentially slightly more functional, but obviously.
That was actually the final sentence, essentially, in that paragraph.
A cape is often used for fashion purposes.
What is wrong with me? Micah, Loadwalker heads across the yard. There is a crumbling stone building. This is kind of a low one-story building. It's partially hidden by like overgrown trees and scrub. And the...
I don't want to scrub.
Like all kinds of vines and stuff are growing up the sides of this building. It looks in poor kind of poor state of repair. There's some engraved images on it that you might need to do a perception check and or clear some vines away to see it. There are stone doors on the front of the shrine. And there is something, looks like there might be some text above it.
Okay. So I think what I would like to do, Tony Sindelar, is perhaps a history check to see if that can, will have some information based in history on the text that's there, because when you roll a perception check of 4, you hope your history check will be higher. But I got a 13, which is not great, but perhaps enough to read text.
You know, the text, you could read it. You really didn't need to roll anything to see it. You just need to roll to, you know, clear away some of the vines. And it says, I think in common, "Welcome, dearest ones. Come find the beauty within you."
Oh.
That's not sus at all.
So maybe like this is the OG building.
Looking around, there are some kind of images on it that seem like they might be, I will tell you, we'll use your history check here. Kind of around the text are engraved in the stone are some images that look like they might be, they're a little in disrepair and faded and crumbly, but possibly images of Soon, which Soon is a goddess of beauty.
Okay. Are there any windows?
There are some windows. Yes. They are kind of small. They're not very big, but there are some windows. Yeah.
I would like to attempt to peer through a window.
Okay. There are four windows around the sides of the building. The window, you know, it's got this strange, as you look through it, you kind of have to stand on your tippy toes to peek your head through it. It's got this weird semi-transparent, but kind of like it's like frosted glass. It almost looks like it's some kind of resin Lone Walker that is got the window kind of sealed shut.
Okay. Well, Lone Walker's going to try when he tried it the last place.
Mm-hmm.
And do a little hit mm-hmm. with his quarterstaff on the window just to see if it's got any give.
Do you want to give me a strength check?
I would love to give you a strength check. Tony, let me find my strength inside and in the game.
Mm-hmm.
How does a 21 sound?
A 21 is enough. You have to, it takes maybe more than one hit. Like you hit it and it kind of chips and you hit it again with, and you're like, okay, I'm going to use all my Lone Walker strength here. And you hit it and it's like, this is much sturdier than glass, but you were able to kind of break the resin off. And I imagine you might have to like, just like pull chunks of it out of the window frame. It's not a very big window. Are you medium sized even as a Goliath?
I am. I'm very okay. tall, but I can see inside now,
you
right?
Know, yeah, you have a yeah. Okay. Yeah, you could peek inside, and you theory. I'll tell you, you could. It would be a tight squeeze for you, but it would be possible for you to climb through this window if you needed to. Inside the building, you are peeking inside the window here. The interior of the structure looks like it has been abandoned after some kind of maybe battle or confrontation or fight. There are broken pieces of furniture, shredded cushions that have kind of been overgrown with fungi and plants. There's some kind of scattered around. It looks like this place has been really trashed. There are four large mirrors hanging on the walls that you can see, and they're all shattered with some of the shards of broken glass covering the ground. You can see in kind of the center of that room, this is that star symbol. Mm-hmm. Star symbol is D&D map for a statue. There's a statue of Soon against the far wall. It looks like it's the statue at one point might have had kind of an expression of like smiling laughter, but has been streaked with dirt and grime, and actually kind of almost looks like the statue is weeping. Mm-hmm. You can see just off to the side of the statue a staircase descending into darkness.
Hmm. this is tough, because what Lone Walker is counting on is that the other folks are sort of, in his mind, you know, everybody has the skills that they have and they do their things, and we've all like gone to different places to talk to people. But what Lone Walker is trying to learn is when it comes time to ask for help. But I don't mm-hmm. think he's there yet. So mm-hmm. I do think that he would go inside and look around and then make a choice on whether it's time to ask.
I will for say help. We still have a psychic link, so you can communicate.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for the reminder.
Do you want to act on that reminder?
Lone Walker is going to say, I seem to have come across a building that is being neglected. Not only is there no path leading to the building, but it is decrepit. And inside is a statue of this goddess of beauty. But the statue is not currently beautiful.
Well, whatever you do, don't break any windows or anything. I mean, like, you could go in and have a look around, maybe clean the statue up, see if you can...
That's exactly what Lone Walker was thinking. That's so funny that you thought that.
Do you have, like, a kit of cleaning equipment in your...
Fantasy
Windex.
He happens to be wearing a cloak, which has a lot of cloth, I've learned.
Oh, well, I mean... I think, you know, clean statue, clean adventure? I don't know.
clean statue, clean hearts, clean mind, can't lose, or whatever. I think he is going to go inside Tony, and if I can go inside and then do a perception first.
All right. You squeeze through the tiny window and land inside this. I'm just going to tell you, looking around, this seems like this structure was probably a shrine. Seems like a shrine to the goddess Soon. So we can call this building a shrine, if that's okay. As I mentioned, there is a lot of broken glass from the mirrors on the floor. Lone Walker, what kind of footwear do you wear?
Let me see. I think... I don't know if I have like specifically what I'm wearing, but I imagine it is a pair of like thick leather boots.
Okay. You're not barefoot.
No.
Okay. I will tell you, moving around in here, if you need to do anything stealthily, is going to be challenging because of the broken glass, but the boots will protect your feet. This is not a diehard situation where you're going to cut your feet up.
Got it. Yeah, he's not big on stealth anyway, and has disadvantage on it. So, interesting mirrors. Can I look into the mirror to the right of me?
Yeah,
this one here.
It's kind of, you know, spider glass broken, and half of the glass from it is on the ground. But you know, it's your reflection. But looking back at you, it does not seem to be
nothing weirdy. You know. Woo.
No, nothing strange or spooky about it.
Okay. Well, then Lone Walker's going to walk up to the statue.
Mm-hmm.
And he will pull out his, what is it? Water skin. And pick up, I think he's probably got, oh, he's got the robe that he didn't use. So he takes the robe, this beautiful plushy cotton robe.
Beautiful white cotton mint condition.
Right.
With the logo of the temple, the Restful Lily on the, you know, in the corner. Yeah.
Pours water all over it and it literally does start to.
It is now caked in mud. All right. Give me some kind of check for cleaning a statue.
Yeah. Why not a... we could do sleight of hand. We could do performance.
It's probably something dexterity or strength based.
Okay, so, let me just do a dex check for you.
Yeah. Why not? You're not going to fail. It's just how long is it going to take you?
Oh, I see. I got. Why is it not showing me? Oh, a 9. Mm. 9.
All right. It is. You know, Lone Walker, I don't think you're in the statue maintenance stage of your life. It's taking you a while, and like you really got to get into the like nooks and crannies on the statue. So you are there cleaning a statue of a depiction of a beautiful goddess. That's going to take you a while. So while that's happening, let's check in on Nyasa and Townley. You are over in the spa. We fade back in as Townley wraps up his Queen of Air and Darkness spiel.
Well, I got to get going. It's been really good talking to you guys. I get out.
We'll be seeing you around, I'm sure. Good luck with the whole Queen of Air and Darkness thing.
That's right. I get out of the...
The halfling turns to his business partner and is like, kids these days.
I get out of the pool and walk over to where I just dropped my robe on walking into the pool. And I like snuggle up into the robe and go... I'm going to go to the lounge.
All right, and Nyasa is here also, if you...
I think Nyasa... she was going to ask Serena a question. She was going to say her name, Nyasa. She was actually named after a water spirit, which is, you know, kind of a coincidence. But Serena, now when the sisters took over, were there any kind of problems?
So you, in order to talk to Serena, the water sprite, you do have to kind of submerge yourself in the water to do so.
I'm already in the water.
You are already, check, pre-submerged. The water spirit kind of manifests in front of you as kind of just a face in the water. Serena kind of manifests and says, hello.
Hi. Yeah. Nyasa does the spiel about being, you know, of a water spirit, you know, we're kind of kindred.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, wow, she doesn't seem nice.
Jeez, James.
But yeah, I was just wondering when the sisters took over this place from I think it was a Mr. Silversong who was the original owner. I don't want to say that anyone owns you, obviously, but were there any problems like when they took over?
I try not to get involved in workplace politics. It's a little beneath me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I just wanted to check in on you, see how you were doing.
I'm fine, I guess.
I guess. You know, if there's anything we can do, you know, let us know. Always happy to help.
I hope you enjoy my waters.
Always. So I think NASA's going to sort of respectfully get out, probably pick up the robe. She's kind of 50-50 on that. And is also going to head down to the bar.
All right. I'm going to say that Townley and Nyasa are arriving in the lounge approximately when Jasper and Valenthe are arriving there, if that's okay. So 4 out of 5 of you are in the lounge. There are people getting pedicures, manicures. There are people having fancy meals of fresh fruit. I'm not sure what you want to do in the lounge.
I'd like to go to the bar. Is this a bar?
It's a bar.
Yes, there is a bar.
I'm also heading to the bar.
What's on the menu?
A spa attendant kind of wordlessly hands you a little scroll with a variety of fancy liqueurs and mixed drinks that are available.
And what are some of those liqueurs and mixed drinks, Tony?
What spa-themed cocktail names do you have?
I don't. This is where if Annette was running this adventure, there would be a set of custom cocktails themed to this adventure. This is where this is where Tony, as Dungeon Master, falls flat. Let me just check if the adventure has written describes anything as he frantically.
They can all be mimosas, honestly. At spa, you're mostly going to be drinking mimosas with right. various cocktail versions.
I'll have this watermelon juice, dragon blood, and tequila.
I'll go for the right. high end one that has like a little taste of Serena in the cocktail.
Okay. The bartender wordlessly makes your drinks and serves them.
I sort of chink my glass against Monty's glass, and we'll I think it's a nice place to hang out, really.
Mm-hmm. I would like to try striking up conversation with the wordless bartender.
The wordless bartender kind of just looks back at you with kind of a very blank, non-committal expression.
They don't
get a wordless expression.
Talk to us.
I would like to cast Detect Magic. Reminder, that's a thing I can do for free, so I'm going to be doing it a lot.
Okay. You are looking at this thing. Remind me what kinds of things you're going to learn from doing Detect Magic.
Oh, sure. Well, Detect Magic, of course. I can use this action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic. And I learn the school of magic, if any. It can penetrate most barriers, but is blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood or dirt.
Okay, so you wait until the bartender is not behind a sheet of lead, which is now.
Right.
Yep. You, with your detect magic, determine that the bartender, and you know what? I'm just going to say perhaps because this is, I feel like the next thing you're going to ask me. Also, all of the staff in the lounge, you know, serving food, doing pedicures and manicures, are construct with a disguise magic cast on them to make them appear as attractive, generic looking humans clad in, spa staff clothing.
Are the customers real?
The customers are real.
Okay. I'll lead over to Nyasa. The magic eyes that the Queen of Air and Darkness gave me. Have I mentioned the magic eyes?
You have occasionally in our adventures, yes.
They have revealed that all of the employees in this room are constructs. They aren't people at all.
I just thought they were really poorly paid.
No, it's even worse than that. They've replaced people with automatons.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I prefer that, but...
just because you are kind of studying the room, Townley, there does seem to be, there are, you know, there's a variety of customers here. You see kind of a fancy looking dwarven noble. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell what who somebody is when they're all wearing just their fluffy white robes. But I imagine that like he has like, you know, he still has like his rings on and maybe like a gold tooth. There is a gnome. There is, it looks like they're human, a kind of elderly human couple off in one corner. And yeah, none of them seem to be reeking of magic the way the spa attendants do. I will tell you, looking around, you also get that same sense that some kind of illusory disguise self magic has been placed on Morgana. Or I don't know if you have not been introduced yet, but the moon elf that seems to is clearly running the lounge and directing her various staff back and forth. And all of so far you've noticed that like the staff of the spa, at least here in the lounge, Safe was obviously a chatty nonstop fun factory, but here the spa acolytes are worthless. They do not. They nod and maybe make nonverbal gestures, but are otherwise mute.
That dwarven noble you mentioned, does this dwarven noble have auburn eyes?
No.
Okay.
He has, what's the opposite of auburn?
Blobburn.
Blobburn eyes, which is a dwarven word canon for green.
Green, yeah. Exactly yeah. What I was going to say.
Yeah, thanks, Micah. Let's bring Jasper and Valente in here too. So you are at the you're in the lounge. There are people, you know, getting pedicures, manicures, eating fruit. What would you like to do?
Well, I order a polar mimosa, which is it has a blue curacao, blueberries, and blackberries in it. It's very delicious. But then I'm going to, because I overheard Nyasa, so I'm not wasting my time with any of these spa people, and I'm going to just introduce myself to this moon elf and say hello. Mm.
You should say it in a sort of obscure elven dialect.
Of course I did that. I speak elvish.
The moon elf looks at you and kind of responds back in common. Hello there.
That's not the voice I was expecting from someone so elegant. Hello.
I'm sorry.
I said that to myself, not to the voice.
Oh.
In my head.
I heard you.
Welcome to the Temple of the Restful Lily. I hope your stay is restful.
It has been so far, except for that there was someone trying to make me work out in this other space.
That's a bit my intense. My dear sister Azirsa, workouts are, of course, very optional. You do not need to engage in air calisthenics unless that would be to your satisfaction.
Trust me, I don't do anything I don't want to do. So you are one of the owners of this spa.
Oh, yes. Me and my dear sisters, this is our place.
So we've come here to enjoy the spa, but also we're looking for someone. A dwarven creature person, and his name.
Oh, we cater to all kinds here. All are welcome at the Temple of the Restful Lily.
His
as
name...
long as you have your money.
Oh, don't worry. I do. His name was Felthrax Lodar. He had amber eyes. What was it? Amber.
Auburn.
Oh, which one? Amber. Auburn or Blobburn?
Blobburn, no, the opposite of blobburn.
Yeah, remember with a handful helpful reminder, the opposite of blobburn,
which is just auburn.
Auburn.
And that's green.
If this adventure does not force at least one listener to unlearn the word auburn, our work is not done. Morgana kind of pauses, kind of taps her chin and thinks, Falthrax. Doesn't ring a bell, but we do have so many people who pass through our doors that, you know, we customer service is of the most importance here, but that doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry. Maybe you arrived here before they did.
Can I roll like insight to see if I believe them?
Oh, absolutely.
Can I too? I'm just sitting
You're just sitting across the over lounge, staring at her intently yeah, with your tabaxi eyes.
Yeah.
Not at all subtly.
Eight, so I'm like Valente, my apparently seems drinking. Reasonable.
Jasper, you're the your little cat ears twitch because you have detected a lie. Or at least some kind of omission of truth. So.
Okay.
But enough about your friend. We'll see that they are taken care of when they get here. What can we do for you today? How can we make your stay ever so restful? Maybe a pedicure, a manicure. We could arrange a massage.
I think a manicure would be lovely.
She snaps her finger and a wordless acolyte appears and starts setting up a pedicure station for you.
I take that pedicure or manicure.
She kind of walks you over to the fancy chair, holds your arm as you sit down and says, if everything is not to your satisfaction, you will be sure to let me know.
Oh, yes, I will.
You are in good hands. And she heads off to do other spa business in the lounge.
NASA just rolls her eyes.
Meanwhile, over at the bar, Jasper, Townley, and Nyasa are there. Jasper and Townley, this might be, and Nyasa, your first chance to kind of check notes together since separating.
I was actually going to go and talk to Morgana.
I've
been in touch with these guys. We don't need to compare notes.
Let's give Jasper a chance to do something. Yes. Then.
I can recommend the cocktails. They're very good.
I think, I mean, they're lying about everything. So I think I want to wait for Nyasa. Like, I want to wait for Morgana to not be paying attention, and I want to go open some doors.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, there's a couple doors off of the lounge. One of them is behind the bar, so it seems like it would be pretty challenging to, like, you know, jump over the bar, head past the bartender, and go through that door. Not impossible.
My stealth is pretty good. I mean,
yeah. The doors, there's two doors on the north side of the lounge that you see guests coming and going from. So they seem to be kind of open to the public. We'll say that the door behind the bar and the door at the end of this little hallway off here to the east have kind of staff only markers. So two of the doors open to the public, two of the doors not, in case that determines which doors. What I'm saying is two of the doors you could poke your head into without any concerns.
Okay, well let's go poke my head in a door just so we can
all right.
map.
Why don't
this
you take your token?
Bit.
Take your token over to a door, and I'll tell you what you see.
Could we put a little marker on the two doors that are staff only? I know the one in the bar.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a little red X on them.
Okay. Awesome.
Jasper, you head north to the double doors. Great choice. I am just going to reveal this whole kind of general area here. The map is not littered with customers, which I imagine it actually would be, but they just didn't want to litter it with customer tokens. So you head north, you pass through this set of, or at least peek through this set of double doors. I imagine people might be kind of coming and going from this space. And this seems to be an area set up for massages. There's a drow standing in kind of a receiving area here with a clipboard, and he's kind of noting down there's some other clients there. You see someone leaving and someone being checked in. He's garbed in kind of a silk robe. And it looks like there are, you see the doors open and close, rooms to receive massages off of this little hallway here. You also see, it looks like possibly a door leading out the back of the spa on the far side of this little chamber. But these seem to be, you know, very fancy, kind of, the light is really soft and dim here. The area here has little shelves that are all full of like different scented fragrances and perfumes and oils and whatnot, and little candles that are flickering. So this seems to be the massage area.
Okay. Can I go peek through the other door and then end my turn?
Yep. You peek through another door here, and it looks like there's a long hallway that probably runs a decent length of the spa. You can't quite, it goes down to the east and then takes a turn to the south, so you can't see all the way around there. And you see some guests coming and going. This looks like this might be guest quarters, right? There are some doors with numbers on it across the hall from you. It seems like this is basically the overnight places that guests would stay who are spending a night at the Temple of the Rest of the Lily. Let us jump over to Micah. Lone Walker, you have broken into? Yeah, you broke into. I mean, you broke a window and climbed in. Yep, you broke into an abandoned shrine. You cleaned a statue. It took a while. The statue is now... Can statues look shiny? I don't know. The statue is at least not streaked with dirt and crime anymore.
Yeah.
And you have ruined one cotton robe.
I think first Ashguri Lone Walker Makotatahani is going to lean or kneel down before the statue and just give kind of a solemn nod for a second and kind of collect his thoughts. And also he's playing it cool. But it's one of those things where he's also kind of like peeking with one of his eyes just to see if anything's happening, if that happened to do anything. But yeah, if after a moment nothing seems to happen, then he's going to check out the stairs.
Nothing seems to happen. You head over to the stairs. The stairs seem to go down into a basement or a lower chamber of the shrine. It is, the stairs are, you know, dark, unlit, probably cluttered with, you know, dirt and debris, given the rest of the state of the shrine. Do you have any kind of light source handy?
Yes, and that's going to depend on whether canonically the campaign we did before is part of the history of Lone Walker, because if so, then he still has a boomstick, which is not called a boomstick, but I keep calling it a boomstick, and it glows, and it's a rod.
A sun rod.
Sun rod!
A boomstick is what Bruce Campbell's character calls his shotgun, just so we're clear.
So yeah, sun rod.
Let me just set up the next map here in a second. So you have a light source.
Yes, and if that didn't work, then I also have a way to make light appear on my weapon.
Lone Walker, you are kind of creeping down the stairs. They're dirty, grimy, with your sun rod kind of illuminating things. You head down the stairs and peek around a corner, and you are looking into this area. There's kind of a soft white glow rising from a square pool that takes up most of this chamber, set in the floor of it. Scattered around the pool, there are torn cushions, rugs, tapestries. Some of it has been kind of piled in a corner, maybe like a makeshift bed. There's twigs and scraps of, you know, basically branches and plant life, kind of maybe into a little campfire near that. And you hear the sound of someone sobbing.
Oh, no. I guess... perception check to find, okay, see if I can find them.
Yeah, give me a quick perception check.
It's a 4.
Why don't you you roll again with advantage, because they're audible, so you know, this time you use your ears and not just your eyes.
All right. Well, he perceived again and was having trouble, so he investigated and got a 19.
All right, looking around, it seems like the sobbing might be coming from the kind of nest of fabric and rags in the corner of this shrine basement.
Okay, I will Lone Walker will approach very cautiously, on guard, touche, but will approach the nest.
There seems to be, as you get closer, indeed, a figure kind of, you know, not sleeping, I guess, because they're crying audibly, but snuggled up in the nest. And they're kind of weeping and kind of shaking just softly into themselves. They look you know, just everything about this seems not great.
Okay, Lone Walker's very aware of his size, and so he's going to kneel down, and then he will say, "Is everything okay?"
A face that is green with a hair that is made of serpents turns to look at you and says, "Go away!" And that is where we'll stop today.
And then Lone Walker becomes a statue.
Has Lone Walker made a new friend here in the basement of the this shrine to soon abandoned and left to be taken back by the elements here behind the Temple of the Restful Lily? What is the deal with the strange elf sisters who are running this spa? Why are the attendants of the spa almost all constructs? What has happened to Falthrax Loader, and what will our adventures need to do to rescue him? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill.